Book 3. Time passed quickly. Gilgamesh said, "Now we must travel to the cedar forest, where the fierce monster Humbaba lives. We must kill him and drive out evil from the world." Enkidu sighed. His eyes filled with tears. Gilgamesh said, "Why are you sighing? Why, dear friend, do your eyes fill with tears?" Enkidu answered, "Dear friend, a scream sticks in my throat. My arms are limp. I knew that country when I roamed the hills with the antelope and deer. The forest is endless. It spreads far and wide for 1,000 miles. What man would dare to penetrate its depths?" Gilgamesh said, "Listen, dear friend, even if the forest goes on forever, I have to enter it, climb its slopes, cut down a cedar that is tall enough to make a whirlwind as it falls to earth." Enkidu said, "But how can any man dare to enter the cedar forest? It is sacred to Enlil. Hasn't he declared its entrance forbidden? Hasn't he put Humbaba there to terrify men? We must not go on this journey. We must not fight this creature. His breath spews fire. His voice booms like thunder. His jaws are deaf. He can hear all sounds in the forest, even the faintest rustling among the leaves. He will hear us 100 miles away. Who among men or gods could defeat him? Humbaba is the forest's guardian. Enlil put him there to terrify men. Whoever enters will be struck down by fear." Gilgamesh answered, "Why, dear friend, do you speak like a coward? What you just said is unworthy of you. It grieves my heart. We are not gods. We cannot ascend to heaven. No, we are mortal men. Only the gods live forever. Our days are few in number, and whatever we achieve is a puff of wind. Why be afraid, then, since sooner or later death must come? Where is the courage you have always had? If I die in the forest on this great adventure, won't you be ashamed when people say Gilgamesh met a hero's death battling the monster Humbaba, and where was Enkidu? He was safe at home. You were raised in the mountains. With your own hands you have killed marauding lions and wolves. You are brave. Your heart has been tested in combat. But whether you come along or not, I will cut down the tree. I will kill Humbaba. I will make a lasting name for myself. I will stamp my fame on men's minds forever." Gilgamesh bolted the 7 gates of Great Walled Uruk, and the people gathered. Crowds of them poured out into the streets. Gilgamesh sat on his throne. The crowds pressed in to hear him. Gilgamesh spoke, "Hear me, elders of Great Walled Uruk. I must travel now to the cedar forest, where the fierce monster Humbaba lives. I will conquer him in the cedar forest. I will cut down the tree. I will kill Humbaba. The whole world will know how mighty I am. I will make a lasting name for myself. I will stamp my fame on men's minds forever." Then Gilgamesh turned to the young men and spoke, "Hear me, young men of Great Walled Uruk, warriors and comrades who have fought at my side. I will journey to meet the monster Humbaba. I will walk a road that no man has traveled. I will face a combat that no man has known. Give me your blessing before I leave, so that I may come back from the cedar forest victorious and see your faces again. Once again may I celebrate the new year with you in the streets of Great Walled Uruk, to the lyre's sound and the beat of the drums." Enkidu stood up. There were tears in his eyes. "Elders of Uruk, persuade the king not to go to the cedar forest, not to fight the fierce monster Humbaba, whose roar booms forth like a thunderclap, whose breath spews fire, whose jaws are deaf, who can hear all sounds in the forest, even the faintest rustling among the leaves. Who among men or gods could defeat him? Humbaba is the forest's guardian. Enlil put him there to terrify men." The elders bowed to the king and said, "You are young, sire. Your heart beats high and runs away with you. Why do you wish to embark on this folly? We have heard of Humbaba. He is dangerous. He is horrible to look at. His breath spews fire. His jaws are death. How can any man, even you, dare to enter the cedar forest? Who among men or gods could defeat him? Humbaba is the forest's guardian. Enlil put him there to terrify men." After he had listened to the elder's words, Gilgamesh laughed. He got up and said, "Dear friend, tell me, has your courage returned? Are you ready to leave, or are you still afraid of dying a hero's death? Enkidu, let us go to the forge and order the smiths to make us weapons that only the mightiest heroes could use." Enkidu listened gravely. He stood silent there for a long time. At last, he nodded. Gilgamesh took his hand. The smiths listened to their instructions. They cast huge weapons that ordinary men could never carry. Axes that weighed 200 pounds each, knives with cross guards and heavy mountings of solid gold. Each man carried weapons and armor weighing more than 600 pounds. Gilgamesh said, "Before we leave, let us pay a visit to my mother's temple. Let us go and speak to the Lady Ninsun, the wise, the all-knowing. Let us bow before her. Let us ask for her blessing and her advice." Hand in hand, the two friends walked to Ninsun's temple. Gilgamesh bowed to his mother, the goddess Ninsun, and said, "I must travel now to the cedar forest. I must journey to meet the fierce monster Humbaba. I must walk a road that no man has traveled. I must face a combat that no man has known. Dear mother, great goddess, help me in this. Give me your blessing before I leave, so that I may come back from the cedar forest victorious and see your face again." Ninsun listened to his words with sorrow. With sorrow she entered her inner room. She bathed in water of tamarisk and soapwort. She put on her finest robe, a wide belt, a jeweled necklace, then put on her crown. She climbed the stairs and went up to the roof. She lit sweet incense in honor of Shamash. She lifted her arms in prayer and said, "Lord of heaven, you have granted my son beauty and strength and courage. Why have you burdened him with a restless heart? Now you have stirred him up to attack the monster Humbaba, to make a long journey from which he may not return. Since he has resolved to go, protect him until he arrives at the cedar forest, until he kills the monster Humbaba and drives from the world the evil that you hate. Protect him each day as you cross the sky. And at twilight, may Aya, your bride, entrust him to the valiant stars, the watchmen of the night. O Lord Shamash, glorious sun, delight of the gods, illuminator of the world, who rise and the light is born, it fills the heavens, the whole earth takes shape, the mountains form, the valleys grow bright, darkness vanishes, evil retreats, all creatures wake up and open their eyes, they see you, they are filled with joy. Protect my son. On his dangerous journey let the days be long, let the nights be short, let his stride be vigorous and his legs sturdy. When he and his dear friend Enkidu arrive, stir up strong winds against Humbaba, the south wind, the north wind, the east and the west, storm wind, gale wind, hurricane, tornado, to pin Humbaba, to paralyze his steps and make it easy for my son to kill him. Then your swift mules will carry you onward to your stopping place and bed for the night. The gods will bring luscious food to delight you. Aya will dry your face with the fringe of her pure white robe. Hear me, O Lord, protect my son. In your great mercy, lead him to the forest, then bring him home." After she had prayed, the goddess Ninsun, the wise, the all-knowing, came down from the roof and summoned Enkidu. "Dear child," she said, "you were not born from my womb, but now I adopt you as my son." She hung a jeweled amulet around Enkidu's neck. "As a priestess takes in an abandoned child, I have taken in Enkidu as my own son. May he be a brother for Gilgamesh. May he guide him to the forest and bring him home." Enkidu listened. Tears filled his eyes. He and Gilgamesh clasped hands like brothers. They took their weapons the massive axes, the massive knives, the quivers, the bows. The elders made way. The young men cheered. The elders stood up and addressed the king. Come back safely to Great Walled Uruk. Do not rely on your strength alone, but be watchful, be wary, make each blow count. Remember what the ancient proverb says, if you walk in front, you protect your comrade. If you know the route, you safeguard your friend. Let Enkidu go ahead as you walk. He knows the way to the cedar forest. He is tested in battle. He is brave and strong. He will guard you at every stage of the journey. Through every danger, he will stand at your side. May Shamash grant you your heart's desire. May the path to the cedar forest be straight. May the nights be safe, with no dangers lurking. May your father Lugalbanda protect you. May you conquer Humbaba. May the battle be quick. May you joyfully wash your feet in his river. Dig a well when you stop for the night. Fill your water skins with fresh water. Each day, make an offering to Shamash. And remember Lugalbanda, your father, who journeyed to far-off mountains himself. The elders turned to Enkidu and said, we leave the king in your care. Protect him. Guide him through all the treacherous passes. Show him where to find food and where to dig for fresh water. Lead him to the forest and fight at his side. May Shamash help you. May the gods grant you your heart's desire and bring you back safe to Great Walled Uruk. Enkidu said to Gilgamesh, since you must do this, I must go with you. So let us leave. Let our hearts be fearless. I will go first, since I know the way to the cedar forest, where Humbaba lives.